long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't evil
way. Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 20th. So speaking of collateral damage and opportunities of crisis, ostensibly, you know, the ostensible solution creating an opportunity of crisis and, you know, always implausible, plausibly deniable fashion, because, you know, there are degrees of separation. Just because the Gates Foundation is funding it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, I mean, just because it keeps happening doesn't necessarily mean that, how could we know? We didn't find out until 2 years later. So speaking of things that happened on March 26th, Grace Macklin from World Health Organization's polio proliferation, I mean eradication research and policy. Here's Grace Macklin in her own words on BBC. Go ahead, please.
We know that infectious diseases can be eradicated. It's one of the main tasks for the World Health Organization. Smallpox has been eliminated by widespread vaccination, and polio has also been almost eradicated. But to reach the last refuges of the virus, rather than trying to inoculate every child, the WHO used a very weak form of virus that could be passed from child to child harmlessly, but giving them immunity even if they hadn't received the oral vaccine personally. The dose used contained three strains, and the problem started when the type 2 virus mutated back to a virulent strain in the wild. That, as the WHO's Grace Macklin told me, is when they started to revise their strategy.
We removed this type 2 vaccine from routine use, and we created a stockpile of just the type 2 oral polio vaccine to respond in case there were any outbreaks. And this paper is looking at what's happened in the 4 years since April 2016, and we demonstrate that the number and scope of outbreaks has been substantially more than anticipated. And specifically, we demonstrate that the 41 outbreaks in the past 4 years, 28 of those have actually been seeded by outbreak response after 2016. So the bulk of the problem now is not the vaccine that was used before 2016, but it's actually being caused by our outbreak response to these outbreaks.
So you better take me through this. This is a bit confusing. So when you are seeing in a, let's say, a small region that there's an outbreak of this type 2 poliovirus, you're going in and you're vaccinating, are you? And then that's actually making things a little bit worse.
Exactly. So the risks posed by the outbreaks are much greater than the risks of vaccine use. So we responded to these outbreaks by conducting rapid outbreak response with the vaccine. We controlled the outbreak. However, what we're now seeing a year later or 2 years later is that vaccine use has seeded subsequent outbreaks in different geographies, particularly in neighbouring areas and neighbouring countries.
So this is not even a very quick re-emergence. This is somehow sitting in the environment, is it? Or is it, you know, is it in the water or in the soil? Is it being carried around by...
If we sort of back up, I mean, it's astonishing. How How does this, you know, how do people that do these kinds of things avoid prosecution? I think this is my first really head-scratching question. Genuinely, I would like to know, how can you keep doing this and avoid prosecution? Well, what had happened was, see, like we had intended to, you know, didn't our parents tell us, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions? Didn't we used to hear that, right? We used to understand the insanity of running with the herd when it didn't make sense. You know, didn't our parents used to say, you know, if all your friends jumped off a bridge, would you? Didn't you hear that when you were growing up? Oh, yeah, I guess it's dumb to, you know, do something stupid just because everyone's doing something stupid. And now it's the complete opposite. How can you stand there at a time like this? Everyone's jumping off the bridge. Not now. It's insane. Walk away from the charlatan's wagon. Put the screen down. Walk away from the screen. It's insane. And the response doesn't make any sense. You know, listen to this. Number and scope of outbreaks has been substantially greater because of what they've done. Outbreaks now being caused by the outbreak response, 28 of 41 at least. You know, the risks posed by the outbreaks were much greater than the response to the outbreak. So we eradicated polio by causing lots more of it. But wait, we weren't sure because the effects didn't occur until a year later or more. You know, a year to 2 years later, suddenly in neighboring geographic areas, because those people wandered out of that, you know, the ground zero of where they were vaccinated with this oral polio vaccine. And what do you know? This weak virus suddenly mutates into a more virulent strain and they've wandered into some neighboring geographic area. That sounds like a bioweapon, quite frankly. Incubatory period. Who knows what the nuances and the specifics of those people who traveled outside the area was. Was that something that you could expect? It sounds like a bioweapon. To me, a time-released bioweapon. Bill Gates said that we face a new threat, that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. We face a new threat that the next epidemic has a good chance. I mean, he's all about the numbers, IHME modeling, for example. And he believed in 2017 we, you know, faced a new threat and the next epidemic had a good chance of originating on a computer screen. So when you take this information and you back into this situation, and by the way, this stuff doesn't come out because most of the science is closely managed by organizations like the Gates Foundation, who gets funding, you know, which is a huge controversy. You start looking at some of these stories over the past several years, and the myriad of stories speaking of PATH, go look at the controversy. What is this? KNKX. Seattle's PATH embroiled in HPV controversy in India. all of the wonderful things the Gates Foundation has been doing, Bill Gates is not quite a benign philanthropist, quite the contrary. New democracy world. Indie Parliament comes down hard on cervical cancer trial. Science Mag. Bill and Melinda Gates have spent billions to shape education policy. Now they say they're skeptical of billionaires who trying to do just that. That was a Washington Post story. And, you know, they don't think they have any more influence than, you know, parents, which is absurd, as folks have pointed out. Wall Street Journal, does the Gates Foundation need a $500 million complex? That's a side note. Inside Higher Ed blog, Bill Gates, please stay away from higher ed, higher education. The Independent Gates Foundation accused of dangerously skewing aid priorities by promoting corporate globalization. Judges demand answers after children die in controversial cancer vaccine trial in India. Again, speaking back to that. Philanthrocapitalism, past and present, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Gates Foundation, and the setting of the international global health agenda, researchgate.net. That's in a trial of HPV vaccine. Again, back to that story. The real agenda of the Gates Foundation, Liberation News, the Gates Effect, Chronicle of Higher Education. This was one of my personal favorites, Politico.eu version. Meet the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. This is speaking of 2017. The software mogul's sway over the World Health Organization spurs criticism about misplaced priorities and undue influence. The story reads, some billionaires are satisfied with buying themselves an island, which is another creepy, weird thing if you chase that out, but never mind that. Bill Gates got a United Nations Health Agency in Geneva. Over the past decade, the world's richest man, yeah, well, at least according to these Monopoly notes, perhaps. But who owns the Monopoly game? Has become the World Health Organization's second biggest donor, second only to the United States and just above the United Kingdom. This largesse gives him outsized influence over its agenda. Nah, he wouldn't say so. One that could grow as the US and UK threaten to cut off funding if the agency doesn't make a better investment case. And by the way, why do we listen to the World Health Organization anyway? Again, it's an organization, I mean, if you look into the background of Tedros Adhanom, it's mind-boggling. A Marxist terrorist who is not a medical doctor runs the World Health Organization, which is, you know, the second largest donor, to which is a college dropout with no medical expertise. And this is the organization that's leading the charge, according to some folks. Why are we doing this, America? Why? Back to other articles. One worth looking into, maybe, why I resigned from the Gates Foundation. Vox actually did an honest article back in 2015, sort of anyway. The media loves the Gates Foundation. These experts are more skeptical. Is the Gates Foundation out of control? Nonprofit quarterly. Controversial vaccine studies. Why is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation under fire from critics in India? Again, that was the Economic Times. Same story, though. Path. Malaria control and evaluation partnership in Africa. That's fun. Go read that on the Gates Foundation website. And then again, do some looking into that. Gates Foundation and PATH wire up health data in Africa using a novel approach. GeekWire. Well, why is GeekWire interested in PATH and the Gates Foundation? And, you know, speaking of the overwhelming influence, the Washington Post article, who are Melinda and Bill Gates trying to kid? That was an interesting article. And then this, you know, sub story, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation under fire over award for Narendra Modi. And that gets back to, again, you know, why I resigned from the Gates Foundation article, New York Times, and the other articles. Doctors Without Borders, you know, the front, Doctors Without Borders, criticizes Gates-backed global vaccine strategy. A little black-on-black action. Nobel laureate demands Gates Foundation withdraw Narendra Modi award amid Kashmir controversy. That's, again, back to that story. Always sort of at the heart of controversy, but not really. A degree separated, a degree removed in plausibly deniable fashion. The Gates Foundation and Bill Gates, of course. And there are lots of other articles that have come out over the years. This was an interesting one in Forbes 2017, a look into the Gates Foundation leading culture, which kind of gets to the heart of my point, and I think I'll just leave it there with the other articles. Because again, it's about shaping culture. It's about managing perception to shape culture and to push forward. This is a big shift that's going on right now. And none of this response, we were told originally, based on the Imperial College London model, suddenly, I mean, there was really no reason for concern early on. We were shown videos of the Chinese New Year, essentially, at the end of January. The streets are empty. They're empty every year. For weeks. And we were fed numbers that weren't terrifying. But that didn't work. So then we got the Imperial College London model that said, you know, 2.2 million people in America could die. And all along, there has been this continual effort to fearmonger. How else do we explain the shift from the actual numbers, which were not terrifying, to the Imperial College London model? And when that was drastically downgraded, the same day, without explanation, the White House Coronavirus Task Force switches to the IHME model, Bill Gates model, Institute of Health Metrics, is it? What is it? IHME? Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation? The Institute for Fabricating Data? That kind of... Anyway. And then, without explanation, we switched from that model, when it was downgraded, to the real data, even though that data is fabricated. It's inflated. As Deborah Burke said on April 7th, but Anthony Fauci says that's a conspiracy theory on April 9th. That's weird. Anyway, why else but to fearmonger, to manage perception, to move along a social continuum, which seems to speak to a much broader issue. I say, and then again, you know, you get back to this other stuff. Science is tightly managed and controlled, so-called science. So who's to say what else has been going on? You know, when the folks like Grace Macklin, voice of the World Health Organization, admit that they have seeded 28 of 41 polio outbreaks with their response. We're going to eradicate it by spreading it into other areas, neighboring geographic areas. Aren't we concerned about the prospects of what might happen in this scenario? Stick around, I'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
To the headlines and stuff, we'll look at that. Speaking of the screen, I mean, I'm somewhat reticent, but I don't know. There are correlations that might be helpful, I guess. You know, like I said, the nursing home subject, the mainstream press is reporting today 7,000 deaths linked to nursing homes, and those nursing homes violated federal guidelines. Well, again, that's a squishy story. It seems like everything is squishy these days. There's no terra firma under any of these stories. And, you know, if it's 7,000, who knows how many more. And we have to back up first and sort out the numbers. You know, is there a way to deconvolute the data? Perhaps not at this point. So I think maybe we should hold off on coming to those kind of conclusions until we can establish that the numbers are legitimate. Because until then, sort of irrelevant, isn't it? That's an interesting little rabbit hole that seems more like a limited hangout than anything at this point, until we can establish what the actual numbers are. You know, speaking of March 26th and interesting things that happened, there were the announcements. Benny Gantz, Netanyahu's chief rival, chosen as Israeli parliament speaker. And so speaking of never letting a serious crisis go to waste, CNN is reporting today Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. Doesn't Benny Gantz just sound like a mobster name? Bibi and Benny Gantz agree on national emergency government in Israel. And you know, this is a breaking news deal. And I'm telling you, if you look into this, I mean, it's astonishing what is just right out in plain sight. This from CNN. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Blue and White Party leader Benny Gantz have agreed on the formation of a national emergency government, according to a joint statement from Blue and White and Netanyahu's Likud party. How many people want to say, you know, whatever you want to say, look into the Likud party. I mean, there's no really, there's very little veneer to the Likud party. And emergency, national emergency government, I mean, basically, in simple terms, alleged political enemies are going to unite to create a mafia government, national emergency government, which just means that we can do whatever we want because it's an emergency. That's what we do in emergencies. And speaking of that, you have these stories of the unemployment system is overwhelmed. All of these systems are overwhelmed because, you know, what is it? Unemployment checks are being held up by a coding language almost nobody knows. That was The Verge earlier today. And there are lots of those stories. States have been starved of modernization funding for years. So here's what we're going to do now. We need a system, you know, that replaces the COBOL language system, and we need it now. And guess what? I bet you the charlatan has a solution for that. What do you want to bet? Right on hand. And it'll be at whatever cost. We don't care. Whatever it costs, do it now. And by the way, who will get control of that system? And does that tie back to what Edwin Black was talking about 11 years ago? IBM and the Holocaust. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at GunConfiscation.com. At GunConfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit GunConfiscation.com today. That's GunConfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Crazy stuff. So the Chinese whistleblower, remember back on February 6th? Coronavirus whistleblower dies from disease in China. How convenient. But, you know, we still have the billionaire whistleblower, right? Don't we still have him? Chinese businessman Guo Wenghui, I think is his name, who was interviewed by Steve Bannon. He's the guy who said that the death toll is in China is over, or in Wuhan, actually, I think, is over 50,000. So we still have Steve Bannon. We don't have Andrew Breitbart anymore. But we have Steve Bannon. And by the way, I forgot to mention, who was the attorney that passed away? The attorney for, man, that's going to bother me. Who's the attorney that passed away recently? Oh, yeah. Marcus Mumford, Ammon Bundy's attorney. So we still have Ammon Bundy, but we don't have Marcus Mumford anymore either. So that was interesting, I thought. Anyway. Didn't mention that last week. I had to mention that. Speaking of headlines and things. Interesting things. Let's see. More headlines. We'll do that because we can. Why not? So, you know, again, I thought it was interesting. The protests right on schedule last week. I think what's going to happen, I mean, in the piece that I wrote titled Opportunities of Crisis, Opportunities, Ellipsis of Crisis, Ellipsis, question mark. I made a prediction, and, you know, I should not do this because, you know, some people have commented, you know, it's interesting. You said things would be different. I didn't mean to say like this. And the point was to say, let's get out in front of these things. And, you know, it'd be nice to have a better world instead of a world led into premeditated crisis and social engineering and perception management and all of that garbage. The point was to get out in front of it and to, you know, slow the spread of perception management if we're going to hashtag slow the spread. Let's not have perception management campaigns. Let's not have charlatans leading people with screens in front of their faces everywhere they go. Like, you know, Wall-E. Movie Wall-E. So my, you know, if we don't get out in front of things, then what we're going to see is a lifting. The protests happen right on schedule, just like they're supposed to. You know, and that correlates to and corresponds to the managed reopening of the country. But we have to make sure little children behave themselves. And they won't. My prediction is that they won't. And just like it's the healthcare system's fault, 7,000 deaths linked to nursing homes that violated federal guidelines, it's their fault. Little children will be blamed for the fact that we've overwhelmed the healthcare system, never mind the fact that furloughed is the word now. You could probably just search furloughed and find all of these stories, but what is the Becker's Hospital Review has a page. And they have been doing a good job of keeping track of this stuff. Thousands upon thousands. The page, let me see if it's going to load. 150 now, it says. It was saying 140. the headline changed. 150 hospitals furloughing workers in response to COVID-19. Because that makes sense, you know. And, okay, so fine, I understand. If you're hemorrhaging cash because you've set elective procedures aside, fine. Non-emergent procedures, as they say, fine. You know, administrative staff, what's the Dallas-based Tenet healthcare? You know, them, and, you know, as a particular example, you know, has furloughed 10% of its workforce of more than 113,000. Earlier in April, Tenet said it planned to furlough 500 employees, but the health system said it had to raise the number of furloughs after the cost of government mandated suspension of elective procedures. Government mandated. So you're crushing hospitals, and they're hemorrhaging cash. Folks have commented on the fact that because of the Medicare, Medicaid system, and I haven't vetted this, but, you know, apparently COVID beds are worth more than non-COVID beds, but I think that's sort of an irrelevant point at this juncture, because non-emergent and elective procedures are set aside anyway. Government mandated suspension of elective procedures. So isn't it sort of a moot point to a certain extent anyway? So Tenet is one of the big ones affected, you know, and they have furloughed administrative and non-healthcare workers in particular, and, you know, corporate office jobs and elective care and so forth. But what's going to happen is, you know, and there are weird articles. I read one, and I was going to say, I read it, I think I saw it yesterday. I was going to say, you have no idea where this article is going to go. Maybe I'll dig that one out and find it real quick, because you read these articles, it's the most bizarre. What on earth is the point of doing that? And, you know, then of course we have these other distractions, like the shooting up in Nova Scotia, which is weird. The, you know, authorities say they have the suspect in custody. No, he's dead. What? What happened there? That's weird. Just, you know, if you watch the black screen, then you get a pretty good idea that we're looking at chaos. Managed to, you know, while you keep people stirred up and in this frenzy of popcorn, you're managing that perception along a continuum that I think corresponds to the dialectic, and you have people on the periphery who are remaining calm. This is fun, because this is great. We can manage people wherever we want them to go. And they're not logical. They're not thinking sensibly. Anybody who makes sense, you know, Dr. Phil, Dr. Drew, Dr. Oz. Dr. Phil says, you know, you're crushing people. The Independent reported Dr. Phil criticizes for claiming lockdown deadlier than coronavirus with inaccurate facts and bizarre comparisons. Really? Inaccurate facts and bizarre comparisons. You know, and people will say, I mean, Dr. Ron Paul mentioned the tuberculosis number, right? Tuberculosis killed 1.6 million people in 2017. Where's the panic? And, you know, what we're told is it's a pandemic. Everyone everywhere could catch it and die. Or worse, they could catch it and spread it and die. And in actuality, when you can dial down the sensationalism and hype and inflated numbers, again, it looks a lot more like what even Fauci and Redfield and Clifford Lane seem to indicate is more like a seasonal flu, a severe seasonal flu, maybe. Who knows? What numbers can we believe? But it's certainly, even with the inflated numbers, it's not the fatality rates of 9 to 10% and 36% SARS, MERS, respectively. And I'm not downplaying anything. I'm just saying we need to quit, fomenting panic and pandemonium. So, back to the stories here. And again, you know, the Becker's Hospital Review, I think, is doing a good job of staying on top of the furloughing. To me, that's the one place you can go. They're sort of keeping track of that. And at this point, it's 150 hospitals, they're saying, furloughing workers in response to COVID-19. But I think, to me, that's just representative. It's actually much more than that. And as you go through the page, which is lengthy, it's thousands of people. You know, so April 20th update, just the first few examples. Citing the financial burden caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, Carthage, New York area hospital has furloughed 20% of its staff. About 83 staff members are affected. And a number of New York area hospitals have been affected by this. Number three, Entry St. Lawrence Health System, a three-hospital system in Potsdam, New York, plans to furlough at least 400 workers to help offset the revenue loss. Due to a drop in patient volume, the suspension of elective procedures, the system has projected a cash flow decrease of $10 million in the next 30 days. A lot of hospital facilities saying the same thing, you know, like hundreds of thousands of dollars a day or more. The health system's website says it has more than 2,025 employees. So that's, you know, and then the second entry, Sioux Falls, Idaho based Avera Health, furloughing 650 workers due to the suspension of elective procedures and resulting revenue loss. According to Grand Forks Herald, Avera will also cut pay for 1,500 employees. Healthcare system has 19,000 employees across a 5-state region. So you can kind of see where this is going. And then, so back to my prediction. And the only reason I say this is not to be a forecaster of doom and gloom, but to say if this happens and we are managed to a worsening crisis, then I would argue vigorously that it was not by accident. So at the same time we're told we need all hands on deck, we are furloughing healthcare folks. And it's not just administrative staff. If you look into this further, you'll find nurses and other folks that should remain on the front lines. And if we're really that concerned, and if it's a federal mandate that has elective procedures set aside, then why isn't there a corresponding mandate that makes sure that we maintain all appropriate hands on deck? But there isn't. So we are engineering a second perfect storm, and what we'll hear is we're going to lift the warden sanctions. Little children can go out into the prison yard, get a little sunlight, but you know what? They won't behave themselves and maintain proper social distancing. World Economic Forum says that these Harvard scientists think we'll have to socially distance until 2022. Again, this is unprecedented in the history of, well, all recorded history. But suddenly there are these experts saying that we're going to have to do this for this long. So little children will misbehave, have to be put on timeout again, a more stern timeout. And that will, of course, result in mandatory testing and ultimately a mandatory vaccination because, you know, an accompanying digital certificate, of course. And then all along, we're seeing the sweeping policy and behavior modification changes, aren't we? People have already gone in just a matter of days or weeks from, well, this is weird, to, no, we got to do this. You don't need World Economic Forum telling us Harvard scientists think we'll have to social. People seem to want to do that on their own, which I think is bizarre. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Strange times for sure, you know, And it's almost like the conspiracy is coming more and more out into plain view. Washington Post reporting live updates. Maryland receives 500,000 coronavirus tests from South Korea, which to me implies a certain plausible deniability when those tests are fallible and broken, like the ones that the CDC, you know, got the CDC stamp of approval. And have we already forgotten that even 60 Minutes just did an expose, a series on the corruption in the CDC and FDA in particular, and the collusive nature of what goes on there? But now suddenly we have to set our brains aside because there's a crisis. But what was interesting about this story, deaths in D.C., Maryland, Virginia reached 996. Reminds me of Revelation 13 a little bit. Why did you have to do that to get that number? It's a curious thing, I think. CNN experts say it may be time for grocery stores to ban customers from coming inside because of COVID-19. Well, you know, if you're Jeff Bezos and you want to do something like that, you've been collaborating with Bill Gates and Microsoft. How convenient. Grocers operate on razor-thin margins. Yeah, every business in a Federal Reserve-managed economy, in a fiat currency economy, runs on a razor margin. That's called inflation. That's what happens. That seems sort of disingenuous, but whatever. It's really the perfect storm, Politico. Coronavirus comes for rural America. Oh, be afraid. Be very afraid, rural America. Montana, what do you have, 10 deaths now or something like that? Bottom of the list. You know, and you wonder. I mean, I might talk more about this later, but I wonder what kind of pressure these guys are under. If you factor in Price's Law, you think seven folks, which is about what you hear in the mainstream media, could perhaps manage and control the governors through the National Governors Association. And, you know, you have the most theatrical of those, like Christopher Walken, a.k.a. Andrew Cuomo, doing what they do in the perception management campaign. You know, you wonder what kind of pressure these people are under. Maybe I'll talk more about that later. Reuters, exclusive, Neiman Marcus to file for bankruptcy as soon as this week. Sources, of course, JCPenney, everybody. It's a good time to, you know, if you have corporate terrorists at the helm, you know, it's a good time to shed some debt and some other liabilities and, you know, get a new lease on life. Great time, you know. So not surprising. I'm surprised that more companies like that haven't announced bankruptcy, because, you know, that's what Ivy League pirates do, right? Opportunities of crisis is the language. And by the way, cryptocurrency system using body activity data, that's a Microsoft patent. Speaking of weird things that happened on the, what was that, the 26th that it was granted, I want to say.
Tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs.
Oh, that'll do it for today's broadcast. Sorry.
And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly.
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.